Are you starting to feel the joy yet? Are you getting excited about Christmas? My goodness, this is, we're going to be doing the Christmas Eve service next, and this is going to be, and you're going out caroling on Tuesday, and going to deliver the word to the rescue mission in Martinsburg on Tuesday evening. This is an exciting time of year. This is a wonderful time of the year. This is a time that we look forward to all year. It's not Easter, but it's a wonderful time. It's a great time and everything. And a time that families gather and friends gather, and we remember Christmas's past. And we have to always remember that this Christmas is going to be one of the Christmas past that people will remember. So make it wonderful. Make it joyful. Make it a praise to the Lord. Because this is going to be a Christmas that people will look back and remember in the future. Our New Testament lesson today is from the book of Matthew, in chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Hear now the word of our Lord. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. And this is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christmas is a big deal. The birth of Christ is a big deal. Now, I know that December 25th was not necessarily the historic day on the calendar that Jesus Christ was born, but it's a day that we have set aside to commemorate that, to give praise, to give thanks to God, to remember and rejoice in the fact that Jesus was born, that Jesus did come, that God did come incarnated as a child to live among men. He didn't come in as a spirit appearing to look like a child. He didn't come in as a baby who later found God. He came in as God in human flesh. Jesus Christ came in as fully God and fully human. I'm not going to explain that because I don't understand it. If you do, you can explain it to me. But I do believe it. I do know it to be true. And I do know that that is the gospel. That is the good news. The very good news. But this was not a surprise. It should not have been a surprise to the people, the leaders of the synagogues at that time. It had been foretold thousands of years. It had been told since the book of Genesis that Jesus would come. It had been told to them again as recently as 400 years earlier in the scriptures that were given by the prophets. The prophets over and over again foretold of the coming of Jesus Christ in that way, in that place, how it would happen, who would be the mother, who the parents would be descendants of, that is David. And it was told that this would happen. God was preparing the earth to receive Jesus. Every bit as much as God is preparing the earth right this minute to receive Jesus Christ's return, to be prepared, to be ready, to believe. God's plan has been in the works since before the world was created. And Christ was with God before the creation. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit working together as one. Three persons in one, working together to prepare us for eternal life. It's not easy to save a sinner. Salvation is not an easy thing to do. We have this problem that God is without sin. God is pure. God is holy, 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 and cannot abide with sin. I don't know if God could have chosen other ways. God can do what God can do. But God did choose this path of salvation for us. He did. And we could say, well, why didn't God, if He was going to save the sinners, why didn't He just do something simpler? Why didn't He do something just clear cut? As you know, one of my favorite sayings from C.S. Lewis is that he says, it is hopeless to think that the invention will ever understand the inventor. God said it better in His Word in several places in Scripture, in both the Old and New Testaments, and He talked about the potter and the clay. The pot will never understand why the potter made him in just that way, at just that time. And the invention will never understand why the inventor didn't invent him this way or that way or some other way. We are as we are. And God has, and the fact that we could think that, well, this doesn't make sense, this is very complicated, this is not clear cut, why didn't God choose a different way to save us from our sin, misses the entire point. We don't deserve to be saved from our sin. Yet, the Holy Father has created a way for us to be saved from our sin, and we should rejoice. We should accept it. We should grasp it. We should love it. The fact that God loves us so much that even though we are lost in sin, Jesus Christ came to us in human form to save us from our sin. And that's a wonderful thing. That's a very wonderful thing. Jesus Christ came to us, and the Bible stresses in many places the virgin birth. It doesn't explain to us why the virgin birth was necessary, but many people, along with myself, believe that the virgin birth was necessary so that Jesus would not be physically connected with Adam. And he would not have the sin of Adam. We are all born of the lineage of Adam, and we all are born in sin. We are all born with the original sin. Jesus Christ was born a virgin birth through the working of the Holy Spirit upon Mary, and Christ was without sin. God cannot abide in sin, which is a dilemma for us because we all sin. And we sin again and again and again. And yet, God has provided a way to cover our sin with the blood of Jesus Christ, to, through the grace of Jesus Christ, give to us a pureness and a righteousness that we could never obtain on our own. We can't buy it. We can't trade for it. We can't work for it. We can't bargain in any way for it. And we can't repay it. It's a gift. Which is why the tradition of giving gifts at Christmas to others and not expecting a gift in return for ourselves. Something got lost along the way. Let's start it. With every gift that you give, with every gift that you receive, with every card that you write, with every card that you receive, with every blessing that comes your way throughout this Christmas season, remember the gift of Jesus Christ. Remember the difference that He makes in your life. Remember the difference that He makes in the world. Jesus Christ came as a baby, came fully humbled, fully dependent upon His mother's care, but fully God. And Jesus Christ didn't come out as a baby and begin to preach and begin to teach. No, God prepared Jesus Christ. God gave Him the years of preparation to be ready to share the word, to do the healing. Jesus Christ's ministry was teaching, preaching, and healing. And God prepared Him for that, and He prepared the world for that. Even down to having John the Baptist born, Jesus' cousin, to lead the way to prepare the world for the Christ child. God's plan is so complete, so splendid, that everything, every point was made, every dot was dotted, every T was crossed, and your name was included on the list. And you have a role in God's plan. You have a role this Christmas season to remind people what we celebrate Christmas about. You have a role to teach your children and your grandchildren, in one of our cases, great-grandchildren, what Jesus Christ is about. You have a role to share the good news with your employer, with your neighbor, with your friend, with your sister, with your brother, with your aunt and your uncle and your parents and your grandparents and all of your family and friends and everybody you meet, to share this good news. You know, we read in the scripture last week, and we'll read about it again on Christmas Eve, about the angels coming and telling the very good news that we were singing about a few minutes ago, about that the Christ child has been born, and the shepherds were so excited about it, they couldn't stay, so they left their flocks and went down to witness and to see this child. And when they had seen this child and saw that everything that God had told them was true, they went throughout Bethlehem and told the people what they had seen, what the miracles that had happened, that this child of God was born and was right there and right here on earth. How can we keep that to ourselves? This time of joy, this time of joy that was so great that the people that we refer to as the three magi or the three wise men traveled what probably took them over a year to get there, to travel across lands and everything, to follow the symbol of the star in the sky, to seek out and bring gifts and worship and praise the child of God, which they had seen foretold. And yet we keep it a secret. Yet we don't share it. Yet we don't feel the joy. God has been preparing for you by name for thousands of years to be here to receive the gift, to receive the joy, to receive the salvation and the everlasting life. And that's a wonderful thing. That's a happy thing. That's a marvelous thing. He doesn't promise it'll always be an easy thing. But he does promise it. And God always keeps his promises. God doesn't just keep his promises to Israel. God doesn't just keep his promise to the earth in the rainbow. God doesn't just keep his promise to his prophets like David and Joseph and Moses. God keeps his promise to you and to me. And that is such good news that he has gone to such great lengths to deliver a sinner from damnation, to deliver a sinner like me, to offer me salvation, to offer me hope, to offer me joy, to offer you Jesus Christ. Amen.